Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. A little foggy in the area. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. It's Robert.
All right, Robert, hour number three.
Let's do it.
Next up, we're going to talk to Joe Mohan with Chicken Boy Lures and talk some about the Got Fish Expo coming up next weekend. But if you have a text you'd like a question to ask Joe for any info, text me at 713-480-6713. Almost forgot my text line number. And if you want to call in this final hour, 713-572-4610. Got too many numbers in my head. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning. Chicken Boy Lures. What's up, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear. How are you, bud?
I am doing good, man. You're covering the whole entire world this morning, all the way from Brazil, and I'm sitting in my warehouse right now in Hitchcock, beautiful Texas.
Hitchcock, beautiful Texas. I like that. Well, looks like a big week coming up next week.
Well, we do. And let me give you the lowdown, get it from the horse's mouth, or where the chicken's mouth in my situation. Again, my name's Bill Mohan, and I'm the guy that has Chicken Boy Lures.
You're my partner. Man.
I am. You got him on the line. You know, I'm a first-time caller, Mickey, long-time listener.
I know it.
But listen, Hunter Welch, who does Fish Six Rods, and I, we're hosting the Galveston County Fishing and Outdoor Expo, which comes this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. It starts Friday at 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Saturday will be from 9 to 7, and Sunday we go from 9 to 5. You know, our winter boat show got canceled on us, and all of us fishing and luring guides, services and products, man, we have that's devastating to us.
Yes,
so
it is.
We've got permission to do our own show, and we've got over 80 vendors that have signed up. I'd like to go over that with you in a minute, some of the highlights of it. But it's going down, and here's some of the big things. The attendance for the adults is $10, and it's good for the entire show. In other words, you buy a ticket on Friday, you can come back Saturday and Sunday, and this is also something huge. You know, parking there at the Galveston County Fairgrounds on Highway 6 outside of Hitchcock, it's free. The parking's free.
Can't beat a deal like that, bud.
No, you can't. Let me go over some of the vendors, exhibitors that's going to be there. If you, first of all, Boyd's One Stop is going to be there with the crawfish boil.
Heck yeah!
And another food vendor is Smokin' Z's Barbecue. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
I have, but they're heard of them.
Well, they're behind the strip center there in Bayou Vista. They're open on weekends. And, I mean, it is the best barbecue I have ever had. Awesome. Every time I go there, my wife, I tell her I want to sell my barbecue pit because this guy, these guys. Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't, but I heard people that have, and they said they've had nothing but good things to say about it. So that's two of us.
They're going to be there.
Great.
We've got a lot of lure companies, rod companies, corks companies. We have all kind of fishing apparel, you know, hats and performance shirts and things of that nature coming to kind of whet your appetite of who all is going to be there. Of course, Chicken Boy Lures is going to be there. Fish Sticks Rods will be there. There's another lure company called 3JD Lures will be there. Bad Marine.
Right.
Up the road on Hitchcock on Highway 6 will be there. Baytown Hat Company will be there. They're really, really good. Big Nasty Lures, I'm sure you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Breakwater Marine and Electronics. One that just we got just the other day is Busby Tackle Boxes. They got some really neat tackle boxes. Bugs Fishing Lures. Are you familiar with them?
Yes. Yep.
That's Mr. Heath there. Makes those it's rabbit hair lures. Captain right. Anthony Corder, the best flounder guide here in the Gulf, the Galveston area, will be there. Captain Roy's Marine Training will be there. Demon Custom Rods, Down South Lures. You know, everybody right. thinks Down South and Chicken Boy Lures are competitors. We are, but Mike Bossy, the owner of Down South Lures, and I, we're extremely good friends, and, you know, we call each other probably 10 or 12 times a year, you know, bouncing ideas off each other. Mm-hmm. Sammy Orlando with Fishing Guide Service. We also have Landers that does the pliers, and they're doing several other products now, hook removers, things like that. They live there in Grand Cay Harbor there on the Galveston Bay. Grind Terminal Tackle with Mike Dickey, who does some really good stringers, Hoodoo Sports in their kayaks. They're Hoodoo Kayaks right now, about the hottest thing going in the kayak market. KDEN Lures will be there. They're out of Santa Fe, Texas. Laguna Custom Rods will be there. Line Cutters, they're the guys that make the Vance Zaworski makes the ring that cuts the line. They were on Shark right. Tank. And they, by the way, are opening up the store the following weekend. They're going to have a big grand opening for that. Midcoast Cork Products. When I throw corks, which I do a lot, they're the ones I use, I tell you. Not My Fault Rods will be there. Flashlights. They're probably one of the biggest LED performance light companies in the country. Redtail Republic Optics will be there with their glasses. Real Wicked Apparel, primarily women's clothing, coming all the way from Rockport, Texas, to be there. Saltwater Recon. I use, you know, they're the guys that have the cameras all around Galveston Bay that you can see live.
Blaine's got one at his house on Trinity Bay.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, those guys, they're just super nice guys. You know, the owner, his first name is Urge, U-R-D-S. Yeah. And I said, where'd you get that name?
It's U-R-D-S, yeah. Urge?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's from some Scandinavian country. And, but, you know, I use that their products. I'm a subscriber to Saltwater Recon online, and I use their products.
Right.
Almost daily. You can see, you know, I live in Bayou Vista. It, it may be calm right there, but you get over to the Causeway Bridge, all heck may be breaking loose, and it's good to know that sort of thing. Cito will be there.
Cito, okay.
Billy Ray Wagner, Saltwater Soul.
Oh, Billy Ray. I hadn't seen him in a while. Yeah.
Well, he will be there. Snapper Slapper will be there.
Right.
There's a guy up out of Dallas named David King that makes a product called Stank Stick. It's kind of like in a container like an underarm deodorant, but it's a different kind of scent that you put on your lures. And I'm telling you, I'm kind of king of stink because
I
sell
that Stank Stick.
Yeah,
I
sell one. I sell one called Chicken Chit.
Right.
And I'm the king. I stink, but I can't compete with David's Stank Stick. I mean, it'll almost make you throw up. D-Man Cusco will be there with some of their products. They're right there on I-45. Texas Southern Lifestyle will be there. Some friends of mine have an apparel company called the Salty Texan.
Uh-huh.
And just on Underwater Green Lights. They're there on 45 nearby. This also, they're going to be there. So as you can hear, the lineup of exhibitors is off the charts.
Yeah, it is. How about guides? How many guide vendors you have there?
We have there's about six or seven of them. Fish 409 okay. Guides.
That's Sammy's. Isn't that Sammy's name of his?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, Anthony Carter's going to be there.
Right.
And there's about half a dozen other ones that will be there.
Well, Sharky's going to be there, isn't he?
Well, yes. I was saving the best for last. Sharky's going to be there, and his clothing
character line,
Fishing Apparel clothing line, will be there. But we're looking forward to Sharky being there, Mama Sharky, and probably Daddy Sharky, and coming.
It'll be long. There'll be a baby Sharky one of these days.
Well, I keep looking on Facebook. I haven't seen it yet. That would be something else. But you know, that's the exhibitors, okay? But why I wanted to be on your show this morning, I want the people that are hearing my voice right now to realize that this is an unbelievable opportunity for them to acquire, you know, guide services you alluded to, but these products,
sure.
Majority of these products, you don't find them in stores. They're local vendors.
Right.
80% of these vendors probably live less than 15 or 20 miles from the Galveston County Fairgrounds. And you're going to see products that are, like I said, they're not available in stores. And it's like Mike at Down South has two or three brand new lures that you've never seen before.
Right.
Me, Chicken Boy, I'm going to have five that I'm introducing at this show. Almost every vendor has something new for this event, and your listeners can be the first ones to get them.
Yeah, they can seize the opportunity. Plus, they'll be, supporting local businesses, which we all like.
Amen.
To
Amen to that. Based on what's been going on this past year.
Yes, sir.
All the vendors are just chopping at the bit and can't wait to be there.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people, man.
You're telling me. We have a website. If anybody wants to see a list of vendors and go over the times of the show, the dates and all that, the website is gotfishexpo.com. Gotfishexpo.com.
G-O-T. That'll work.
Yes, sir.
Well, Joe, it was good talking to you. Don't be a stranger, you know. You feel free to call in anytime. Give me some secrets, tell me something that's working.
I appreciate it. Okay, Captain Mickey.
Hey, well, it's good talking to you, and we appreciate y'all being a sponsor at the Outdoor Show also, buddy. And I wish y'all the best at the show, and we'll do our best to get as many people out as we can to support this local event.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
You got it, bud. All right, take care. All right, that's Joe Mohan with Chicken Boy Lures. I'll just call him the Chicken Man. Great guy. He's a lot of fun. I always look forward to these shows because he's always there. You just never know. You're going to run into Chicken Boy. Well, folks, I need to tell you about Rick Bice. You talk about a great guy. He's a full-time farm and ranch broker for over 35 years. You know, if you're not in the market of selling or buying, you may know somebody that is, and have him call Rick Bice. He specializes in hunting, fishing, and recreational property. You know, whether it's 50 acres or 5,000 acres, Rick can assist you personally, or he can match you up with one of his competent regional broker affiliates. And all they do is specialize in full-service farm and ranch brokered services and management services that include wildlife tax exemptions. And Rick logs in over 80,000 miles a year assisting land buyers and sellers in the great state of Texas. And Rick's also an affiliate broker with Hall & Hall LP, a national brokerage firm that covers not only Texas, but all of the mountain states. So contact Rick directly at 281-733-5585 for all your land brokerage needs. That's Rick Bice, 281-733-5585. Tell him Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 620 here in the Bayou City on this foggy morning. Might get a little rainy later in the day. Got another front coming. Try to get through here tomorrow and clean things up for Tuesday and Wednesday anyway. All right, let's get to our phone lines. We have Ray in Highlands is next. Ray, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm anxious to be able to get my fishing show fix in.
Yeah.
It looked like for a while we weren't going to be able to get that, but the good folks now in Galveston, I guess, approved that for us, so we can go down there. And already Googled up to see where that fairground park is, and of course it's a bit of a drive, and $10, I thought that sounded a little strong in the beginning. Then I said, well, I pay that much just to park when I go to Houston.
Yeah, you're so lucky if you can get $10 parking in a lot of events.
Well, if you're downtown, yeah, that's the truth. So,
and theirs is even better, free parking.
Yeah, that's right. And then get to walk around the tent there and see all the local guys. That'll be a little different mix of characters than you see at the regular show, so that'll be fun. Well, I really enjoyed your talk with Senor Abdallah. I wondered where that good English came from, and then he mentioned that he had been an exchange student in Florida in high school. So
right,
he's pretty conversant, isn't he? And a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He really is. Yeah. He's he's got a great company. They have a lot of fun with that, and they enjoy what they're doing, building baits. I mean, his dad started it, what did he say, 30 years ago? So they've been around a while.
Well, actually, I think he said it was maybe a second-generation thing. Well, he would be the second, maybe the third.
His dad started it 30 years ago. So.
Well, that's really interesting. And of course, Brazil. I love the Brazilians, and, of course, he's one of them. And, you know, he makes a good point. That's probably a country that's the most like us out of all of them, with all the things they can do, and they even got COVID and everything else. So I guess that makes it pretty legitimate.
Yeah, come to Texas, Antonio. You'll feel right at home, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still working through that little sample pack of his baits that you gave me, and of course they work like crazy and on just about everything. I may even, that smaller one, I may even try that on the white bass run when it gets started up the river here. Probably right. That's all. I always think about that being Valentine's Day, but usually it's a little later than that around here. But we'll see how that goes. I was in your neighborhood. I went to DeVilliers day before yesterday to pick up some gumbo at their little shop up the street from you.
Are they making gumbo there now, too?
Well, they advertise that they have seafood. Well, gosh, they've got so much stuff. But anyway, they advertise that they have seafood gumbo, but that's not all the time. But they do have the chicken and sausage gumbo, which, you know, if you close your eyes, you can't hardly tell the difference. But
yeah,
that have you been in that little store?
Oh, yeah. Man, they got good cracklings there, good boudin, their boudin balls. I mean,
those stuffed chickens. I mean, that's an amazing little outfit right there. I hope they make it, and I think they will.
Oh, they're doing good. I gas up there at that station, and
do you?
Yeah, and I go by there a lot. Well, it's right down the road from my house. You know, 5 or 6 miles, and they stay busy.
Yeah, when I left there the other day, I decided rather than go back through all that construction that's going on between there and I-10, I would just take the long way back. And I came by your place, your truck was gone. If you'd been there, I'd have probably stopped in and agitated you a little bit. But
I was probably out there chasing a little old white ball around. I probably went golfing.
Well, I tell you what, that's one thing that I've never been able to do is play golf. So
neither have I. I just enjoy doing it. I enjoy making a fool out of myself.
You know, the only time I ever golfed is my first wife, my starter marriage, as I call it. She was a big golfer. As a matter of fact, she had been recruited out of high school to be on the a golf scholarship at Oklahoma State. So she was way, way, way better than I was, and I couldn't hardly stand that, start being a duffer. And then, of course, we'd always play at Newport, and I could always hear the boat from there. I could always hear the boats running down the river, and I said, you know, I just got to go. That's all there is to it.
Right.
But anyway, you know, they were having the boat races at Good Time yesterday. I say boat races. It's kind of the outlaw deal where the guys.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw some videos on Facebook of that.
Yeah, that's just mainly there's a lot of guys that come over from Florida, and they've all got those super quick Allisons and STVs and that kind of stuff. There's nothing official about it. It's just a bunch of guys get together and they throw a couple of buoys out there in front of Good Times and put on a show. It's just for themselves. It's a fun thing. It's a jackpot race. They all throw
right.
money in the hat and the first guy gets it, that kind of thing. It's very unofficial, but it's a lot of fun. If you saw, I guess you saw those on the Baytown site, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and somebody I think somebody tagged me in it too and sent me some videos and
did they?
I watched a little
yeah.
bit, yeah. Old
well,
days,
fun,
man. That used to be the thing.
Yeah.
Golly, a lot of time burned up on that San Jacinto River, bud.
Tell me. Well, I'm telling you, 80 years worth of it for me, I'll tell you. But anyway, I love every minute.
That's why
of
I
it.
Call you River Rat, buddy. You're the man.
I love watching those super quick high performance boats these days. And of course, you know, with the horsepower they're creating these days, plus they're putting a little laughing gas in there too. So they're really scooting pretty good.
Hey, have you seen videos of those Asian dudes? I don't know what country they're in, whether in Taiwan or Vietnam or wherever, running those like rivers or bayous with those go devils that are like supercharged.
Well, those are long tail boats.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who's got the nads to run one of those? I'm going, man, all that is a surfboard running about 150 miles an hour.
Well, I'm not sure it's 150. It's way
up
there.
Well, it looks 150.
And it feels it. When I was in, General Electric had a small appliance manufacturing thing in Taiwan, so I've spent I've spent some time in Bangkok on the Chao Phraya River, where those long tail boats are. That's one of the things that runs up and down there all the time. And I said, of course they're using those Nissan motors with now these days with all the turbochargers hung all over them. I guess the only time I ever got to go on one. I said, I've just got to go do that. So I've got in a little old boat, long tail boat with that. It looks like a Go Devil, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess it was going about 50 or 60 on that surfboard, like you just described. But, you know, just like everything else, that had to have been, probably mid, late 80s, maybe early 90s. I can't remember exactly when. So like everything else, the horsepower is nearly doubled. And I'm always amazed that you see these little rice rocket cars running around here with turbochargers all on them, and they're all running faster than what I thought was like your GTO or everything we thought was fast then is kind of in the weeds.
But the good thing we had going for us back in that day, we had muscle cars that, you know, they were fast, not like some of these new vehicles now, but we had some meat around us. If we crashed, it wasn't plastic flying everywhere. We had real metal around us to protect us.
Yeah, if you started running that quarter mile out on Tri-City Beach Road like you're going to Thompson's these days, as bumpy as that was,
we'd be airborne yeah, like running that quarter.
Somebody was always getting in the ditch or up against a tree on that run.
Well, I remember there, you know, it started getting a little dicey out there, so we started running on James Street down by Blaine's old house. He said him and Craig would sit out in the driveway waiting for us to come across the finish line down by his daddy's house.
Well, you remember the old sheriff out in East Harris County, old Fats Brown?
Uh-huh.
He kind of hung out down at that little oil field road down at the end of that quarter mile on Texas Tri-City Beach Road. And, boy, everybody come blasting across that thing, and then he had turned that gun pop a red light on and step out there and say, you boys need to stop that stuff. The people out here are complaining about it, and if you don't stop, I'm going to take a bunch of you to jail. And that kind of ended that deal.
Yep. And then they got where they'd radio ahead and have them raise a drawbridge going over Cedar Bayou, and you couldn't get away.
Yeah, that made it a dead end.
We'd all be piled up down there and just waiting to get a competition of speed ticket. Boy. Well, those were the days. That's what they called it back then, competition of speed.
Well, and the other thing they always tagged on that was excessive noise.
Because we'd uncap them to run.
Well, and that, and we all ran Smitty's if we could anyway. And these days, obviously, that's gone by the wayside because some of these little turbocharged four-cylinder cars are making way more noise than that these days than I guess anybody even cares. But
bumblebees.
I kind of like that.
Loud bumblebees, man.
You know, when Angels sold their racetrack out there, and I knew it wouldn't be but a matter of time before they'd open up Battleground Speedway right here behind me again, and they're putting that thing back together to reopen. So
cool.
We'll get to watch the hopefully they bring the World of Outlaws back or something like that. But anyway.
That'll work.
Okay.
All right, Ray,
man.
I gotta roll, my friend. Hey, always a pleasure, and you take care, buddy.
See you later, bud.
All right, take care. All right, after the break, we got Rick and Vernon and Willis. You guys hang on, I'll get to you right after the break. But first, I need to tell everybody about Rick Bice. You know, Rick's a good guy, and man, he can really take good care of you. He's a full-time farm and ranch broker for over 35 years, and he specializes in hunting, fishing, and recreational property. Whether it's 50 acres or 5,000 acres, Rick can assist you personally, or he can match you up with one of his competent regional broker affiliates that specialize in full-service farm and ranch brokered services and management services to include wildlife tax exemptions. And Rick logs over 80,000 miles a year, assisting land buyers and sellers in the great state of Texas. And Rick's also an affiliate broker with Hall & Hall LP, a national brokerage firm that covers not only Texas but all of the mountain states. So contact Rick directly at 281-733-5585 for all your land brokerage needs. That's Rick Bice, 281-733-5585. Tell him Captain Mickey sent you.
Don't To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 638 in Bayou City. Final segment of the Outdoor Show. My, how time has flown by on this Sunday. All right, let's get to our phones. Next up, let's go to Rick. Rick, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Is this Rick Bice?
It is Rick Bice. Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to share some information. I had an incident yesterday, and I want to give two examples from the past based on my experience and observations. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to give legal advice, but it seems like there's always exceptions to certain rules. What I want to talk about today is fishing and or hunting and trespassing. And let me give you a couple examples. Let's just say you're at Lake Sam Rayburn, which is mostly national forest, but there is private land along that lake.
Right.
Okay. You have a right as a public person to navigate that lake. And you have a right, unless otherwise posted, to land your boat and go to National Forest. But, however, if you go to some private land and you step on that land, you're now trespassing. Okay?
Correct.
And you're going to fall under trespassing laws in the state of Texas. Now, to qualify this fishing and trespassing a little bit, it's my understanding, my experience, that if it's navigable water, in other words, if it's a creek, a stream, a river that can be navigated by a boat, you have access to it. Now, if you have a pond, like I had yesterday, I won't call it a pond, where we had a little bit of a problem with the fella, a pond on private property, that's a little different deal.
Yes.
If you're crossing from private property on the or public property via a roadway or otherwise to get to that pond, therefore you're trespassing.
Sure.
And now, if you have a big lake on your property and there's a navigable river or, in most cases, creeks or streams, technically a kayaker or boater can come down that stream or river into your lake. Unless you have it barricaded, blocked, and very well posted, okay?
Right.
But even that's a gray area under the law. But I want to give one other incident that I experienced. Oh, it's been 10 or 15 years ago. This was in the hill country, and it was on a branch of the Medina River. And my client, the landowner, large landowner, he owned both sides of what I'm going to call a river, okay? It was a shallow river, but it was a river. And we were having a problem with a guy coming down the river, which he had a right to because he could navigate it, but he had a tendency of kind of trashing it up. And where you can't put in on private property, but he went down to the nearest TxDOT highway bridge, which is owned by the state, because it's a state right away, launched his boat there, came down the river. So he became a real issue, a problem. And I told the landowner, I said, you know, he's going to have a right to come down the river, my understanding of the law. However, and here's my point I want to make, when you get out of a boat and your feet are on the ground and you're wade fishing, the state don't necessarily own the dirt under that river. I need to back up one step. For all practical purposes, the state owns navigable river, the water, okay?
The water,
you don't own
yeah,
the water
the
in a
underneath.
River or stream.
Yeah.
So this guy, he gets out and starts, he's a fly fisherman. He starts wading, and that's where he made his mistake.
Right.
Because when he got out of the boat, he was not navigating the state-owned water, he was trespassing on the ranch owner's land. And at that point, he got arrested and went to jail.
Right.
So I just want to remind everybody, when you're out here fishing and having fun, and this will apply to duck hunting or any kind of duck hunting, if, when your feet hit that ground, whether it's in the water or not, if you're not on public property, technically you're trespassing and you're breaking the law.
So just, exactly.
When you're out there, keep that in mind. Don't want to turn a good day of fishing into a bad day getting bailed out of jail.
No, I'm telling you, it's a, you know, and there's so many gray areas with that. Now, in the coastal areas, it's a lot more simpler because it's a Spanish law that Texas kept with the state from way back in the 1700s. And as far as tidal marsh areas and all that, and they are navigable waterways, even though somebody owns the land, you can go up into a marsh pond, and the land you can't set foot on, but you can the ground underneath, because, you know, that's the way the coastal area, the laws
right
imply. But when you get up the rivers, you know, like you're talking about, then it's a whole different ball game.
It's a whole different ball game, and I understand what you're saying. I've read some articles about that, but I had a case yesterday where one of my client landowners called me and said, hey, I've got some cameras popping on me, and can you check it out? I go over. He's got about a 4-acre bass pond, and I pull up on this guy, and by then the landowner was rolling in, and this guy, you know, is a classic case. He said, well, I didn't know I was trespassing. Huh. And I said, well, you parked on the road, and you crossed three fences. And I said, you passed three no trespassing signs.
Yep.
So anyway, we had a good long talk with him, and it was the first time we'd called him, and we knew he knew better. He claimed he didn't know better, but we took pictures and a video of him. We catch him again, we're going to have to do what needs to happen.
That's true. That's right. Because if you don't, he'll continue to do it. And
I just wanted to throw that out.
A lot of your landowners, they use purple paint also.
Purple paint.
Yep.
If you see purple paint on a tree or a post,
turn around.
turn around. That's posted.
Yep.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that little tidbit, maybe keep somebody from having a bad day.
Well, anybody that should know, it should be you, you know, because that's what you do for a living. Yeah, you're the ranch man, I call you.
Well, I appreciate your show. Enjoy it, and wish everybody a good day. Be safe out there. It is super, super, soupy foggy today.
It is. And, Rick, it's good hearing from you, and thanks for sponsoring the show. We really appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Mickey. You're doing a great job.
Take care. Good advice. All right. Take care. All right, that's Rick Bice with some good advice. That even rhymes. All right, Vernon's up next. Let's go to Vernon and Willis. Vernon, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. And you?
Yeah, pretty good. I kind of fogged in here. I can't see no deer this morning. But
no, it's a little froggy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're moving. But anyway, how you been doing? Everything's good. It's been about a year since I've seen you.
I can't complain, Vernon. It's all good, buddy.
Yeah, well, how you hitting the ball for that, or are you just playing?
I'm playing. I'm hitting it better. I mean, I'm okay.
Cool. Maybe someday you ever play on Bolivar Peninsula, that little 9-hole?
No, I never have played over there.
Yeah, I haven't either. I live right down the road from it, but I plan on doing it this year. Anyway, my wife was going down to open up the house this last 3 or 4 days, and, you know, that daggone water behind our canal there has been super low.
Right.
I just wonder if anybody's been saying anything about it as far as that rollover pass, if that's, you think it might have something to do with that water that
No, it shouldn't. Not really.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because you get where you're talking about, you get all most of your tide flow from the jetties anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about probably 15 minutes of a boat from the canal. The ship channel there. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I guess that's about it. And also the cart deal. You know, I told you I bought a Kubota and they wouldn't let me run it from my house to the beach. But I heard they might be changing it all. So anybody that made the mistake I did, don't give up hope. because it
might
be
that's something that really needs to be looked at and changed, because, you know, I understand about registered vehicles and highway and taxes and all that mess, but, you know, for just like where you're at to cross the highway, I mean, what a pain to have to put it on a trailer, drive it over there, and then drop it off on the beach and run it up and down. That's what they want you to do, but, something needs to be changed about that.
Absolutely. I mean, the golf carts can run up and down and go right straight across.
And there's no difference in them than what you're doing with an ATV, with a Polaris or something. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's up $20,000. Anyway, I heard that the commissioner's trying to do something about that. So, like I say, I just want to throw that out there.
All right, buddy.
Maybe have a little hope. All right, well, it's good talking to you. Have a great day.
All right, Vernon. Hang in there, buddy. We'll talk to you. See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, looks like the last caller I've got on the screen here is Guitar Dave. Hadn't heard from him in a while. Let's check his pulse. You got a pulse this morning, Dave?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me good?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good deal. I got a couple of updates. Rolling Booby, he was on there in Sulphur, Louisiana, working on the date when the hurricanes come through. He got the COVID, but he's doing good. He's probably listening right now, because while I was waiting, I saw him call in another buddy of mine, Big Jimmy. He lives over off of Long Point, but he was at the U-Haul station renting U-Hauls out back when Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top was going there. He got it. He's doing good now again, so they're getting through all that. So we're muddling through all that kind of stuff, but I thought I'd give you an update on my buddies. And the reason why I'm saying that is, they can't go nowhere, so they're stuck. They're locked up listening to, like captive audience. You know, they enjoy listening to the show and listening to what's going on. It's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, right, but now, the way it seems, who doesn't have COVID? You know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of weird, man. Look at me. I don't have a spleen. I'm on my second pacemaker, and I pick up trash, and I'm pretty much fine. You know, so, I mean, but that's okay.
Are you Bluetoothing this morning or on speakerphone or something?
No, sir. And you know what? I called the radio. It's Verizon, and I called them. They tried to help me figure out what's going on.
Well, Dave, you just—I'm getting about every four or five words. It's not our connection. It's just pretty pitiful. He's dropped. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, well. Oh, another mention, too, when I was talking to Chicken Boy, we were talking about the Gotfish Expo, and don't forget our good friends at Safe Floor are going to be there, too. Old Ed Harper and Brandon, they'll be there. So if you're out that way, go by and say hello to old Ed and check out his fine product. I know I've been using, how long have I had Safe Floor in my boat? It seems forever. I've had that Kenner forever, but seems like I've had that in there 10 or 12 years. I don't know. I've been here over 13 years, and I know I got it shortly after I went to work here, so it's a good product. It's held up real nicely in my boat, but this will be a good opportunity for everybody here, all the listeners, and, you know, you're in that area in Galveston County, to go by and support our local vendors. And check out all the new stuff they have for the upcoming year. Just what we need, more fishing tackle, huh? That's part of the game that we play as fishermen. You got to have it. Whether you use it or not, you've got it in case you need it. And it's a good opportunity for everybody, since we missed out on the boat show this year. I know they're still going to have the fishing show. They're planning on it in April, so. It's going to be later this year, but we're still going to have the big one at the George R. Brown. That, I don't know, what is it going to be, the 43rd? I know it's up there in the 40s. And we got one last-minute caller here. Let's go ahead and get this call before we retire for the day. Johnny, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Morning, Captain. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to respond to Herb Vernon talking about the buggies down there on Crystal Beach.
Yes, sir.
As of this past year, you can register side-by-sides for street use now. There are certain laws. You can't be on a street where the speed limit's like over 30 miles an hour or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty inexpensive, but this is going to be a way to get around the you know, down there, especially on Bolivar, where they get you for driving on the street.
Right.
If anybody has a cabin down there on a side-by-side, they can register them now, and I just want to let them know that, you know, you can you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, that's good to know. What do you just go to your normal county tax office where you do your vehicle registration and do the same thing with your side-by-side?
Yeah, you do it online. Some places let you do it online, some counties.
Oh, okay.
They passed a law this past year where we can register them now for, you know, like these neighborhoods of people ride around in golf carts, you can ride around on them too. As long as you're not like flying down a road doing 50, 60 miles an hour, you know.
Sure. And I'm sure kids under 16 or whatever, they have to have a helmet on or some kind of safety equipment.
Yeah, there's
some
different rules of it. I don't know all the rules, but I remember reading about them passing it.
So. Right. Well, that's good because, you know, it's. You know, if it's good for a golf cart, it ought to be good for a side-by-side, too, in my opinion.
Exactly.
That's just my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't, most people's opinion, but...
Yeah.
You know.
I don't run those things anymore and did back in the day, but I know the heartburn you get from crossing a road with them, even though you're off-road and then you got to cross a road to get to more off-road. Well, you know how that works.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's always a catch 22 somewhere in there.
The gray area, as we talk about it.
Right, gray area. Right, exactly. But anyway, just wanted to give y'all a heads up.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Johnny, and you have a great Sunday. Thanks for calling.
You too.
All right. You have a good one. All right. Unfortunately, that's just about all the time we got for today, but really good show. Enjoyed talking to everybody, and thanks, everybody, for listening in. And guess what? Robert and I will be back Thursday morning. This upcoming week, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.